Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are. You're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears. Lend us your ears.
Hello?
Hey, Braden.
Oh, hey, Gary. What's going on?
Oh, nothing, man. I wanted to give you a call because the holidays are approaching, and I wanted to wish you a happy holiday.
Well, thanks. You know, like, the holidays come up, and I get a little melancholy, and I was just thinking about this, like, you know, a lot of people, they get melancholy, they get wistful, and they start to look at Facebook, at their, like, exes, and really, like, I don't have Facebook because I'm an adult, and I instead go and look at the models on the Snorgtees website. I think that's kind of the same thing, right?
And then wish they were your exes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I could have dated that girl. I don't want to be currently dating her, but I could have been dating her. Yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
How's your holiday season?
It wasn't going so good for a while. I was real worried about it. But one of the reasons why I wanted to give you a call is because it got a lot better recently.
Oh, great. What happened?
One of the things. So let me just run it by you here. So Christmas time is here. You know, like, there's literally no arguing that.
Well, right? I mean, depending on your religious views, you could say that Christ's birthday is supposed to be in April. So really, this isn't like an actual holiday. It's just an observance. So, I mean,
Christ has a 1 in 365 chance of being born on Christmas. We all know this. But at this point, it is a secular holiday, and I mean, don't get me started on those liberal Democrats with their war on Christmas.
Sure. Yeah.
Not because I think that they shouldn't do it. It's because I think that the war on Christmas is too broad, and there's really just one aspect of the war on Christmas we need to concentrate on that we don't.
Okay.
When you think about Christmas, tell me some things that come to mind when I bring up Christmas.
Rampant capitalism.
Good, good. That's the part we all love.
Holly.
Sure.
Mistletoe. Santa.
Is this Holly the Snork T model? Or is this the...
Yes, actually, well, it's both that and the plant. And sometimes the two of them together.
Okay. Yeah, these are all things. And the biggest thing that comes to my mind is Santa Claus, right?
Oh, sure, yeah. Saint Nick.
Yeah, who doesn't, I mean, even, you know, who doesn't love Santa Claus? Like, he's holly.
Uh-huh.
He's jolly.
Sure.
He's holly. He's
right?
Old, and he's fat, and he brings us gifts every year.
And he's draped in velvet.
He's draped in comfortable looking, he's like a human couch.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's a fat man in red velvet. He looks like if you were staying at a friend's house and the party was coming around, and it was around 11 o'clock, you'd be like, hey, dude, I'm calling that guy to sleep on.
Yeah.
Before we all get too drunk to forget. And you put a post-it note on Santa's belly to make sure you could cuddle up on that.
Yeah, and you would just, you know, pull his beard over you like an Afghan.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And by that, I mean the blanket, not the person.
Yes, or the dog. So we open up our hearts, we open up our chimneys to him every year, right?
Right.
And I don't know how often this happens to you or how true this. I know you to be like an upstanding person,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, for the most part.
But sometimes even somebody you have probably been like a little bit bad, right?
Sure. I mean, I cut in line at the Starbucks because I needed to get my gingerbread latte sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Like, I feel like I'll have a whole day go by, and I'm like, I've been pretty good this today, and then I won't wash my hands after handling my ding-dong.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, I do that all the time, but most of the time, it's because of Holly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did, like, dirty girl. You know, or, like, you cheat on your taxes or your spouse or, like, you know, something like that, something you don't think bad. And the thing is, like, you know, you're only human, and mm-hmm. because of that, like, you're sitting around Christmas Eve, you're waiting for Santa, and watch the fuck out, it's Krampus.
Oh, shit.
You got Krampus in your house.
I don't want that.
I know,
not even sure what it is, and I don't want that.
It's this terrible Icelandic demon that comes down and punishes you for being terrible. He's got a big, nasty beard and huge horns. He's always whipping you and coming up with ironic punishments for you.
I don't like ironic punishments. I don't even like regular ones.
No, I mean, I didn't like ironic punishments before they were cool. Like, I don't, you know, there's no part about Krampus that's okay. Like, if Krampus is in your house, it's like a house fire for your house. Like, it is a panic event.
What an offensive even sounding name, you know?
But what do you get? You're not going to get an apartment without a chimney because you need at least some kind of, you know, entrance for jolly, holly, old St. Nick or for Holly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So what do you do? Like, you don't know, you're only human, you're going to fuck up, you might get some Krampus. But you want Santa. You want to leave that open. What do you do?
Gosh, you know what? Like, it doesn't seem like I just have to take it, don't I? I mean, what other option is there?
From the people who brought you the Santa sanitizer and the Santorganizer and the Santagonizer.
All right, well, let's back up, Gary. Santana? The Santa sanitizer. What is that?
And the people who brought you the Santana sanitizer. So the Santa sanitizer is a special mist, a chimney attachment that sprays a fine mist of Purell at all times, highly flammable Purell in your chimney for Santa to swoop through. So he comes in all squeaky clean and not all covered in soot.
Well, that makes sense, too, because, I mean, really, like, he's going into everybody's house. Like, what are the chances he's not going to pick something up from one house and leave it in yours, you know?
Yeah, once Santa's been in your house, it's like your house has been in every other house that Santa's been in.
Right.
If, you know, health class taught me anything.
Yeah, okay, and what is the Santorganizer?
the Santorganizer is a simple, easy way to organize your Santas.
All right. Well, good. It just kind of throws it in my closet. All right. And the Santagonizer. What is this? This is what you're really pitching here. I really want to hear this.
Yeah, this is the new product I'm so excited about. This is a chimney-related detection device that determines whether you've been blessed with Santa Claus or if you come down with a bad case of the Krampuses.
Wow. Okay. Well, how does it work?
It just uses camera technology to determine whether you have a Santa Claus or a Krampus coming down your chimney, and then it reacts accordingly to each one. So, like, let's say that it detects the telltale little pointy beard and cloven hooves of a Krampus figure, right?
Okay. Let's say that.
Let's just conjecture, right? Like, I feel like I've been pretty good this year, but there's always, there's still some time left before Christmas. I might, do something terrible.
Sure.
Now, everybody knows that Krampus has a DR10 versus cold iron, right? Now, the antagonizer now uses cold iron technology to jab him with various halberds, bastard swords, and falchions to make him go check out another house, make your house more trouble than it's worth.
Kind of like booby traps your chimney with dangerous, sharp, cold iron objects.
It's like Home Alone every day in your house.
Well, in your chimney.
But localized to your chimney and not to Jeff Daniels or Bridges or whichever Jeff. And Joe Pesci's.
I think it was Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern.
Yes, I think so as well.
Okay.
So now that we have that settled, it kind of jabs this not lovable imp with weapons that are designed to harm him and bypass his damage resistance. And if he doesn't make his saving throws, then he goes to another house.
Okay, I see. Well, yeah, I'm sure he's going to get poked and run right back out of that chimney.
Who likes being poked?
I can't think of anybody. I mean, Holly. Especially now that I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. And everybody on very few people on Facebook have DR10 cold iron. So, that's so let's say you get a Santa, right? Like, you've been good all year. You get Santa Claus.
Okay.
A cartoon robotic hand comes out and gives him a friendly pat on the rump.
Oh, well, that's kind of sweet.
Good job, Par Noel.
Just kind of pushes him right towards the milk cookies I've left.
Yeah, and pushes him towards the tree, which is where you want him to put your, shake-awakes and Nordic tracks.
That's exactly what I ordered from Santa this year.
Yeah, well, the...
I stopped asking, I just kind of started issuing commands.
Yeah, you just fill out a form. with item number and quantity.
I think that's going to go badly for me. I better get this antagonizer because I think that's the sort of thing that Santa's going to frown upon.
Right. And it's one of the things, a couple of years ago, Krampus learned to read is the other thing. So, like, it's one of the things he's going to be totally on to you.
What's the price point? Can I get this installed before the holidays, Gary?
So we do have rush installation. The price point is expensive. It's the cost of one chimney plus $500.
That's surprisingly cheap.
So $500 and 500 cents.
Okay.
So 505.
$505.
Yes, they melt down some of the pennies in order to make the cold iron technology.
Oh yeah, because they only have a copper coating, really.
Yep, and you may be asking yourself, like, what is the point of spending $505 plus the cost of a chimney on something I'm only going to use 1 month of the year, right?
Well, really, it's just for me to actually sleep safely with sugar plums dancing in my head that night.
Yeah, and the 12 days of all that. You know, but you're a man who has occasionally before in your life lived with a lady, right?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Now, let me ask you a question, and forgive me if it's too personal.
Mm-hmm.
Has this lady ever gone into estrus?
Yes. It's a real bummer. She keeps sticking her butt up in the air. There's a weird smell. This happens.
Winking and dripping. So the thing is, you know, even during the year, this antagonizer is working because it also keeps away that terrible monthly visitor, the menstrual Krampus.
Oh. Well, that's going to be really beneficial. I might actually have a reason for Holly to come over.
Yeah, exactly. And you could, you know, ordinarily when you're screening a snorg tea girl to come over,
sure,
you're like, hey, you know, what's going on down there? Have you checked your calendar? Is there a little red frowny face today? And then, you know, she'll say, yeah, and you'll be like, well, I'm sorry. And then you'll move on to, you know, Belia or, you know, Bella or
Fiona,
you know, Carla. Yeah, Friota. Frito, whatever the name of the next snorg tea model is.
Now I can stick with Holly, who's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, and she's the least like one of my ex-girlfriends.
So think about how much enjoyment you're going to get out of Christmas. Like, one of the things, that, you know, now that you don't have to worry about Krampus, like, one of the things I really enjoy about Christmas is the song Carol of the Bells.
Okay, yeah.
Because it is an unusually intense, it is like the only Christmas song that could double from, like, the Lord of the Rings soundtrack.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
If you were to replace that song while they're scaling, you know, the two towers, it's like, dun, 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 dun. You know, it sounds like it makes you want to kill Nazgûl.
You're onto something, Gary. I mean, it's a shame that we're coming up with this idea so late. I wish we could have been able to install it earlier, but I guess we got to jump on next year, right?
Think about all those menstrual Krampuses you had to deal with.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah, literally hundreds of them. So however many girls you have divided by 12 equals 100.
Yes, that's correct.
Sure.
There's some part girls in there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, well, we all like a little fishy action every once in a while.
Sure.
Add some texture. So, I mean, it is unfortunate that I'm just learning about it late. Apparently, it's a small startup. They started a Kickstarter a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people got in. They pre-ordered, you know, in October when it's appropriate. But I just learned about it. And so I've put in mine. But I'd be willing to forward you the top secret Twitter address so you can be informed as to when they are going to start accepting orders again and get that rush installation.
Yes, please do immediately.
Hmm? Yeah, no, I definitely will. Here, allow me to... There you go.
Oh, this is me receiving it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm glad you put in your email receiving code.
I totally did. I like to refer to it as my password.
Yeah, your secret code.
Yeah. Well, thanks for telling me all about this, Gary. Like, not only do I feel kind of, like, ready for the holidays, like, but I think I'm like in a much better mood now that we've had this conversation. I'm ready to take on Krampus. I might try to fight him.
Yeah, you get a lot of XP. Like, it's really risky at your level, but you're going to get a lot of XP. So it's one of those things where you can cheese it, like if you've got a good min-max going on.
Okay, sure.
It's worth it. I mean, I respect you for that decision. And if I have to re-roll a new podcast partner, I will.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're willing to make that sacrifice.
I hope it doesn't come to that, but it's all the dice.
Well, yeah, I hope not either. Okay, great. Thanks, Gary. I'm going to go stare at the internet for a while, and that's it. That's all I'm doing. Nothing weird.
Yeah. I'm probably, being totally honest, probably also going to stare at the internet for a while. And then I've got to be here tomorrow between noon and midnight so I can let in the Santagonizer installation people.
Oh, shit. What if that guy is actually Krampus?
The guy who installs it?
Yeah.
That would be a cunning stratagem by Wily Krampus.
How are you going to know without having the Santagonizer in there?
Okay, I'm trying to come up with a funny name for a peephole-based device that determines whether Santa or other installation person or a Krampus is at your door. Well, I mean, you'd think that would be a big problem, but I have my peephole at a helper that helps determine, using camera technology, whether an installation person or that Wily Krampus is at the door.
Oh, okay. So you're really, like, just Krampus-proofing the whole pad.
I live in constant fear of Krampus.
As you should. He's terrifying.
He's awful.
Okay. Well, thanks again for calling, Gary. I will talk to you later, my friend.
Yep. Silent night.